Are you okay, Vivian?
Not really. I hate remembering that day. It was the only time I broke a promise, and it was to my best friend.
You can't be held accountable for someone else's negligence. You weren't driving drunk that night, nor did you use your power to cover it up. You tried your hardest. I know I shouldn't say this, but I hope he got what he deserved. I need a coffee. Do you want a glass of water or something? I know you don't like coffee.
With a curly straw, please.
Are you messing with me again, or are you serious?
I was going to say it was a joke, but if you find one, that'd be nice.
I'll see what I can do. Williams, you getting a coffee too?
Yes, sir. Sorry about, you know, earlier.
Don't worry about it. It's not your fault. She gets under most people's skin. You just need to learn not to show it.
How goes it in there? Are you getting anything good?
Bits and pieces. Turns out Fiona Benton was actually Pestilence in disguise, right under our own roof.
Damn. Why are the cute, funny types always evil?
What does that say about my wife, Williams?
To be fair, she has switched you to decaf, hasn't she?
What she doesn't know can't hurt her.
Yeah, except your wife actually scares me.
Damn you, Xavier. You can face modern evil in there, but my wife scares you.
The mistress doesn't invite me around for food.
Do we have anything else to show at the moment?
Well, not something that would interest the board, but...
What is it?
Take it with a grain of salt, and chances are you won't believe her anyway.
I won't.
Her best friend, young Zeke Cohen, and his death at age 16.
I'm aware of it. It was around the same time as her disappearance. What of it?
Again, grain of salt. But his death may have been vehicular manslaughter.
I know this. The hospital report stated the injuries were indicative of a vehicle hitting him at least 45 miles per hour.
The driver might have been a local sheriff who was drinking at the time.
And she told you this information, I assume?
Yes, sir. And I know you won't believe her.
Oh, no. I believe her.
You do?
Most of the hospital staff could put two and two together. But no one goes against the sheriff in a small town. And even if we wanted to do something, the statute of limitations is long past for it. I may not like the woman, but what happened to Cohen was a tragedy. And unfortunately, it won't be the last. The only thing we can do is help prevent future acts of evil, and we need you to get as much out of her as you can. I have a bad feeling running up my spine, and that usually precedes trouble.
Can do, sir. Just a question. Do we have any silly straws?
I do. What? My daughter loved them, so I bring some to work with me. It reminds me of her. Here, I have a few in my lunch bag.
Thanks, Williams. I owe you one. I'm back.
You actually found a straw.
Coincidence, it seems. Williams, the last agent you spoke with, had a few. Said his daughter loves them.
Loved them.
What?
Nothing.
So, where did you go next? I assume you'd go after death, but...
Yeah, I felt the same way. Kai was really hard to track down. Did you want to do your little thing of telling me how dangerous her qualifications were?
I can't.
Is it because it's all classified? 'Cause that didn't stop me.
No, I mean, Oasis doesn't have much information. She worked for an agency that allied with the UN and worked as an anti-terrorism unit single-handedly. And then one day 6 years ago, she just up and disappeared. No one can remember anything outside of that.
My word, that isn't much at all. Ever since I found war, I was hunting death. When we rehabilitated Pestilence, I had connections searching for death. Whilst trying to set a point to meet Famine...
Yes, I understand. You tried to locate death.
Well, something was on my side, it seems. It didn't take long after recruiting Max.
Good morning. What time is it?
10:30, Miss Morrow. Did you have a pleasant sleep?
It was well enough, I suppose. What's our course?
War's got us heading towards Sri Lanka. Apparently there's been rumors of death.
War rumors. Nothing concrete. Damn it! We've been flying around for weeks with nothing to show for it. She has to surface at some point.
Rumors are normally all you get when you're hunting a ghost, Pipsqueak.
My research and contacts have turned up little in the way of more leads. We are apparently... What is that phrase? Bit out of luck?
I think you mean shit.
Quiet! I'm trying to watch the television!
Reports are coming in of a foiled hostage situation near Pine Gap Military Base in Northern Territory, Australia. An American fanatical group known as the Oklahoma Liberations Front was found outside of Alice Springs Police Station, apparently bound and delivered by a group of unknown assailants. With them was a note explaining the abduction of a local girl, Molly Faylin, aged 9, from Alice Springs. When authorities investigated, they discovered that the girl had been unharmed and returned safely to her family. Molly's father, Captain Harris Faylin of the Australian SAS, works closely with the US forces at Pine Gap as a mediator between the government special forces. Police are led to believe this is why young Molly was abducted.
Dang, that's a lot of bad guys. Must have taken a whole army to storm their hideout.
And not a single casualty. Impressive.
Excuse me, ma'am. How did you react when you heard about the abduction and attempted attack?
Oh, I was not aware of the incident until this morning. I'm so happy to hear it was settled peacefully.
Holy shit!
Do you know the family?
Of course. I'm the only accountant in town, so I know everyone. She's a tough kid, but it still breaks my heart knowing what she's gone through.
She's calling herself Isabel Kingston now.
Well, that explains it.
What is it?
She can change her name. She can change her looks, her mannerisms, her accent. But she can't change those eyes. Those are a killer's eyes.
That person, pretending to be a normal citizen, is Kai.
That's her?
Whole army my arse. She probably took them all out in less time it takes for Max to figure out how people can...
Stand being around you?
Hey, no helping him with insulting me, Rodrigo.
Worth it.
War, redirect the plane at once. We're going to Australia.
We're gonna need to go to Sri Lanka either way, kid. We're running low on fuel.
And then Australia?
Jakarta, Indonesia. I have some contacts there, and can acquire more fuel.
And then Australia?
Correct.
Good. Also, we need a long-haul plane. This is great, but not for long distances.
Kai first, then new toy.
Where are we?
45 miles outside of Alice Springs, Australia. It's a small airport, but they won't ask any questions.
So, what now?
That's what we want to know. What's your plan here?
I'm not too sure. I was thinking of going to talk to her, try to persuade her.
You're kidding, right?
What?
Max, you can explain it to her.
Kai is a violent spec ops agent who has made it her direct mission to prevent being discovered. Willingly walking into her office is a guaranteed death sentence. She will freak out for the briefest instant, and then dispose of your body whenever convenient.
Oh. Then what do you suggest?
The three of us will go to town. We'll scope out the area, and when it's completely safe to do so, I can plant bugs to pick up crucial information. We'll be back by nightfall.
Are you sure you'll be safe?
My word, kiddo. If I didn't know any better, I'd almost swear you cared.
Oh.
I apologize, but I don't understand.
I do care about you three. You have all chosen to follow my wishes, becoming my horsemen. It's my role to worry about your well-being, especially against someone like Kai. This is the only order I give today. You three return to me in the same state you leave in.
I don't know, that doesn't sound like an evil overlord.
Yeah, you need to make that more menacing.
You guys... If you dare leave someone behind, if you even think of trickling a trail of blood back to this plane, I will make the death Kai offers a mercy. Do I have your understanding?
Yes, ma'am.
I thought it was done well.
Thank you, Famine. Now, off with you three. I'm going to get out of this god-awful heat and have a shower.
Wait. Where are we going to get a car?
Not my problem. Figure it out. What happened to Nightfall?
Yeah, good morning to you too, Pipsqueak. How are you? Great, just fine, thank you for asking.
I need a shower. My brain feels like it's going to explode.
Sorry, it took so long.
Would have been nice if you had phones on you.
New country, new SIM cards. What time is it?
Just after 8 a.m. You've been gone almost 24 hours.
22 hours, 17 minutes.
Thank you, Famine! What happened? I was concerned.
You don't look it.
Realized around 3 in the morning that it was no use sitting up waiting. I had faith that no matter what trouble you found yourselves in, you'd make it out.
And if we didn't?
If you did fail? I can't be an effective boss without sleep. I needed rest to formulate a plan to destroy this entire town before Kai could even pack her stupid bags.
That's the response I was hoping for.
I brewed some coffee 15 minutes ago. Have a drink and rest.
And that's the response I was hoping for.
So what went wrong?
Nothing. So much as you'd expect. Getting into town was easy enough. We scoped out the buildings for a few hours, took up strategic positions when we were certain of our position, and waited.
So what happened?
Max had a thought.
We needed to be tourists. It was more likely for us to blend in if we stayed the night in the local motel. Become one with the people, as it were.
I see. So then why is Pestilence so grumpy?
We could only afford a single room and these two aren't gentlemen.
Okay. Go take a nap if you need one. If not, I want a briefing on what you've discovered so far.
Cheers.
You have that thing almost set up?
Soon, I'm sure.
Are you sure the bugs will reach out this far?
It's pushing it, but yes. If not, we'll have to move in closer. But I think... Got it! It's not fantastic, but it's there.
Good work, War. I appreciate your hard work.
Oi!
All three of you, let me finish my sentence.
We may have something.
Hello? Isabel? Be right there. Sorry about that. How can I... Oh my god, if it isn't little Miss Stella.
Hush up with that Miss BS. You're gonna make me feel old. How have you been? I haven't seen you since you were a little gremlin.
I'm good. I'm staying with my uncle for the summer, so it's nice to get away from my sister.
Yeah, but then you have to put up with your smelly uncle. Is he being a snot eater? Because I can come round to the yard and smack him upside the head.
No, he's good. He asked me to bring you some of these cookies I made.
Oh, cookies. Your uncle knows how to bribe me. Is he down here with you?
Nah, he's busy working with the animals. I better get back and help him, or he might get lonely.
I doubt it. He loves those animals. Did you need a lift back? It's getting pretty sweltering out there.
Yeah, nah, I'm good. I brought Moxie down for some exercise. Thank you, though, Isabel.
All right, but you be careful riding her. Donkeys can be temperamental at times.
She's good. She likes the fresh air. I'll see you next time.
All good, Stella. Have a good one. And thank your uncle for the bribe.
That was...
unsettling, yeah.
I think I felt a chill run down my spine. Is that normal?
It is with Kai.
She doesn't sound dangerous. And that's probably what makes her so dangerous.
It would be unwise to underestimate her.
I won't. War, did you also bug her house?
I did, but not as much. She has layers upon layers of defenses. Nothing to prevent an all-out break-in, but more in a way to tell if someone had broken in. She knows people will eventually come looking for her.
Kai is a smart woman. I appreciate that in a horseman. As long as we have ears on her, I want you to take shifts. Monitor her, let me know if anything changes. If anything goes sideways, call me immediately.
What are you going to do? Take another nap?
I was going to make us some lunch. Unless you don't want it.
Oh, that'd be appreciated. Thank you, Miss Morrow. Kai is heading to bed now, Miss Morrow. What shall we do now?
Just let the radio run. We're going to move on to stage two of the plan.
Stage two?
We are going to break into her house.
Are you fucking insane? Sorry, did I use that incorrectly?
No, you used it like I told you to. Good job, Max.
You can't be serious, Vivian.
I am quite serious, War. I know what needs to be done and how.
Did you not listen to Max when he told you what would happen if you tried this?
I did. But I also realized that's what we need.
Oh, great. She's lost it.
Listen to me. Kai needs to be shown we aren't afraid of her, despite her skills. She needs to see that we're willing to take the highest risks to reap the biggest rewards. If she wakes up to find us standing in her room, she'll see we're not only gutsy, but worth her time.
Yeah. She's completely loco.
I am not loco.
Please, Vivian. Let's not do this. We can find someone else. Someone who isn't a highly strung ex-Special Ops killer. We'll follow you anywhere, just... please don't do this.
You'll follow my orders?
Yes, just... not to go break into her home.
Fine. Then I want you to go into that field beside the airfield and build a large fire. When it's hot, I want you to take the case I've been carrying since Russia and place the items stored inside it half in the coals.
Okay.
Where are you going, Miss Morrow? The field is the other way.
I'm going to break into Kai's house like I told you. If I don't return by morning, feel free to take the plane to wherever you'd like. You'll no longer be under my employ.
She can't be serious.
I think she is. Hello? Yes. Yes, she is. No, we didn't. Yes. Just please don't kill her. Yes. Of course. Okay.
Stupid war, stupid pestilence, stupid famine. Afraid of a single woman. I need to be quiet. Where's that light switch? Shh. Do not scream.